AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Atlanta Deputy Police Chief Charles Hampton Jr. was asked if the shooting deaths of eight people at area massage parlors can be considered a hate crime.
Our investigation is looking at everything, so nothing is off the table for our investigation.
Most of the victims were Asian.
I would just say that, unfortunately, they were at that location. I can't say that he specifically targeted those individuals, but you know, what I will say is that he did frequent, as the question keeps coming up, that he did frequent those two locations within Atlanta.
Robert Aaron Long told police it wasn't a hate crime. He has a sex addiction. President Biden ordered flags to fly at half staff in honor of the eight people killed. The president and vice president will be in Atlanta tomorrow. On day 58 in office, President Biden is close to his goal, injecting 100 million doses in his first 100 days in office.
This is a time for optimism, but it's not a time for relaxation.
The president says progress is being made, but this is far from over.
In the last week, we've seen increases in the number of cases in several states. Scientists have made clear that things may get worse as new variants of this virus spread.
The Senate has confirmed without opposition veteran diplomat William Burns as director of the CIA. Also confirmed by the Senate, Health Secretary nominee Javier Becerra. Democratic bills opening a gateway to citizenship for over 3 million young dreamers and farm worker immigrants are headed toward passage in the House. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pressed China to use its tremendous influence to convince North Korea to abandon its nuclear program, hours after the North said it would ignore U.S. offers to resume negotiations. The government says the number of people filing for unemployment benefits rose last week to 770,000. Assigned layoffs remain high. Tech and energy stocks sent stocks lower at the close. This is AP News. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio got a coronavirus shot today, the Johnson & Johnson one-dose shot.
We will report on the next 24 hours. Very normal. People have a little bit of reaction for the first 24 hours, as with a flu shot and other vaccines. But a great feeling when you know you've been vaccinated and you can protect your loved ones and your family and your whole community.
Meantime, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is going to get vaccinated.
So the Oxford jab is safe and the Pfizer jab is safe. The thing that isn't safe is catching COVID, which is why it's so important that we all get our jabs as soon as our turn comes. And as it happens, I'm getting mine tomorrow.
He's getting the AstraZeneca vaccine, a social media effort to raise awareness about inequities in college sports by some prominent basketball players, came with calls for rules changes and requests for meetings with NCAA presidents and lawmakers. The players made no threats of protest at tournament games, which start tonight. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.